Sci-Fi Party Line. Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Will.
Hello! Hello, everyone.
Will is back. We haven't heard from you since, what was it, the 100th episode, or did we get
100th
you?
100th episode, yes.
Okay, okay. Well,
am I bitter? No, I don't think so.
Hush it. Well, I usually discuss Torchwood and everything Doctor Who by guesting on Eric's podcast, Mostly Harmless Cutaway. And he has a Doctor Who podcast, but it's his run. I guessed every once in a while. But I missed recording with him because I sliced my hand open and had to go to the emergency room.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and so we hadn't done Torchwood in a while, so I wanted to do both of y'all on the same day, and I ended up not getting to do either one. So I missed that one and begged Will to come and talk with me about Torchwood. So,
oh, you really had to twist.
Yeah, he's so gracious and honorable. And so he decided to, you know, throw me a bone and talk with me about Torchwood.
Let's talk about Torchwood. Okay, I have a question. Now, what is your history with Torchwood? When did you discover the show?
Oh, okay.
Do you know a little bit about its Mystic Dark Origins?
I've been watching it since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen all of it. I stopped watching at the episode called Adrift because it just got too dark for me. And I started to dislike it. So I haven't seen the final two episodes before Children of Earth. But I know briefly. I mean, I couldn't sit up here. I don't know what you're trying to ask me, but I've been there since the beginning.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the.
What about you?
I mean, I'm the same way. You know, I've been a big Doctor Who fan from, you know, Tom Baker, you know, a little bit of Pertwee, Tom Baker on, and big supporter when it came back on the air, you know, just getting over the bit torrents. And
we shall not say that word on this
podcast. Oh, sorry, bit TARDIS. Did I say this is my bit TARDIS? Yes, it was time and space. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. No, I would never do.
We call that flying to London if you have to do that. But now it's on BBC America, so you shouldn't have to. So let's. Anyway,
yeah, I have another thing about that. But anyways, so and it's on Stars, of course, for Torchwood. I love the idea. I love the name. Did you know where the name came from?
It was Queen something or another, and they were in a castle.
No, where it really came from the reality of it.
Oh, it's an anagram of Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's an anagram of Doctor Who that they started using before the first series went out, because they were keeping it really hush-hush that they were working on Doctor Who. So one of the, I think, facilities men, you're just moving equipment, instead of putting Doctor Who on everything, put Torchwood. Russell T walks up and goes, well, what's all this? He goes, well, it's an anagram of Doctor Who. He said, I've got to use that. So he uses it. And in this episode, this last episode, the Doctor gets mentioned.
Finally. And then we see our first alien.
First alien.
Yeah. The Doctor gets mentioned, and then they see their first alien in a crate in the little warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Because Torchwood right now has been very ambiguous. They really, you know, they haven't really gone into aliens. We haven't seen anything weird. And to tell you the truth, we kind of still haven't, because that was in the past. But they've been keeping it straight and kind of divorced from the whole Doctor Who universe until this episode.
Yeah, all the fantastic. There has been no. I mean, with the possible exception of the miracle, quote unquote.
Right.
And then they mentioned in the thing, said it's a miracle. I said, oh, wait a minute. Now this makes sense. Now this is clicking together. But so in general, how have you liked the series so far?
So the first, when it was season one and two. I watched it. I dealt with it. You know, I just blah, you know, whatever I felt about it. You thought it was good, just like I thought Captain America was good. But it wasn't.
You didn't ask me what I thought of Captain America. Somebody
But
asked
then,
me.
yeah, zip it. And
Yeah.
then,
I thought it was good too, actually.
and
Anyways,
Captain,
moving on.
what is it? Children of Earth thought was really good. Was on the edge of my seat. It was the right
Yes.
amount of episodes.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was right. I was still pissed off about Yanto dying. Still am, but
So,
you know, whatever.
totally pissed off about Yanto dying.
Yeah. And because we need him, because Gwen, I mean,
Oh.
not Gwen, not Gwen, Esther, hate her. So I wish Yanto was there instead of
Yes,
Esther,
I
but
kind of hate her too.
so let's see. The,
No, okay.
as far as what do you call Miracle Day? I'm on the fence. It's dragging. It feels long. It feels like
If,
they're not getting to the point.
yeah.
And
Well, it feels like a 5 pound story in a 2 pound bag.
you
Or the
know,
price, no, a 2 pound story in a 5 pound bag. Sorry.
yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
I know what you meant, but
Yes.
you know how like if you because I've been going, I'm going back and I'm watching old episodes of Doctor Who. You know, like when you watch them today, they're like an hour and a half long, but they did that because they split the episodes into like four parts, six
Right,
parts,
right.
stuff like that. Well, you know, on episodes like the Green Death and stuff, they just drug it out, and that's what it feels like they're doing on Torchwood. Where they're doing classic, dragging the feet Doctor Who style storytelling. And I
Well,
and
I wouldn't, clean it up so much to say classic Doctor Who storytelling. It's just kind of, okay, let's try this. Last episode, the last episode before this one, I fast forwarded through 3/4 of the episode.
you talking
Okay,
about
yeah.
this new one,
Yeah,
the latest one or the
just
one before it?
the one before, not the one with the with Jack's little brother guy, but we're
See, I
talking about
did that on this latest episode.
on the latest one? Oh no. That is a, oh, this episode, see, that last episode was 100% pure fluff. Fluff, 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 fluff,
What
fluff.
was that again? What
It was
happened?
a, well, they it's after the doctor was incinerated and basically what happened was Mikkel got attacked by that weird guy who turned on the flames and killed the doctor. And Esther
Oh,
saved him.
yes. Yeah,
And
that.
then Gwen left, got her parent, got her father out of there, and that was it. I mean, basically that was it. And then she comes back here and finds out that they've kidnapped her parents,
Right.
or
Yeah,
her
that was
family, or child, and everything. And I'm like,
that
going,
was all set up.
this is not working for me. But the next episode, this episode, this last episode,
I hate
oh
this
my
episode.
freaking God, was
Really?
that good!
Are you kidding
Whoa.
me? That was the longest, most drawn out,
Oh,
horrible
I love that
episode. And
episode.
nothing happened until the last 5 minutes of the
No,
episode.
There's a lot of very cool, very intense, very.
Right. So the only thing that really excited me is that they mentioned the doctor, that
Mention the
and
doctor.
then Jack actually became fun for a brief second.
He's a little window where
He
he actually.
yeah, he was a little whimsical, and it's like, you're gonna be my companion. They started doing doctor companion stuff, and I was like, wee, that's cute. And so
Yeah.
that part, and then the part where Nana Visitor from Deep Space Nine as Kira Nerys, she
Right.
came in at the end.
She didn't play Kira Nerys in this episode. We should mention we no, it wasn't her in this episode, but it
No,
was.
yeah,
I know.
it's Nana Visitor in this, whatever,
I
come
know.
on.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Anyway, so that part and Jack being fun part, those were the two thing nuggets that I really liked. Everything else was torture. I did not want to, you know, I think everybody should love who the f they want to love, right? But
Yes,
I don't
that
want to
makes.
look at it.
No,
And
yes.
Angelo was not like when Captain Jack and Captain John kissed in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang,
Yeah.
sexy.
Yes.
Loved it.
Didn't
This stuff was uncomfortable.
really.
I did not like it.
See, I didn't. Okay. I'm as straight as as 10 miles of Arizona expressway. I am as boring and stupid and completely straight as it could possibly
Okay,
be.
I get it. I get it.
And but I did like that episode, that part of the episode. Oddly enough, it doesn't make me uncomfortable, but it's kind of okay. Yeah, it's sex and everything, but it was, I liked the aspect of it. I like how it came out. I like how Jack saw him, knew him, and he's like, you can see it? And he's like, no, nobody could see it unless they were looking for it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Because he had the vulnerability, he had the a good heart, but not necessarily. He wasn't very happy about it. You know, he did the deed, but he still, prayed. Did the thing with his his. He prayed and he did the rosary afterwards. I liked every aspect of that. I thought that was really well done. Also the Gwen stuff. Gwen talking about.
Yes.
I love you, but I would blow your, I would kill you in an instant if it would get my kids back. You know, and like, okay, yes, I understand.
That was
this.
Good. Yeah, I have to agree. That was a good exchange.
And I got to say, that's Jane Esperon. That's her writing that story. I think she's one of the better, she's been around forever for Buffy and a dozen other episodic TV shows that are really cool. And I think she's more or less leading. I don't know that she's the show. She's not the showrunner. I think Russell T. still is the showrunner, but I think she was running the room, the writer's room, and making assignments and everything. I think she has more in this series than other people, and her episodes have been very good. I'm gonna disagree with that.
Not all of them are really good. This one, I saw the beginnings of it being very good, but I don't know. I fast forward through, most of the, before they even started having sex, I was already on the fast forward. And I was like, when I started fast forward in the middle of fast forward, and I was like, oh, they're having sex. Thank God I started fast forward. Because it lasted so long. I didn't care about them. I didn't care about whatever. We have a whole miracle going on. I really get that Jack had a lover and blah, blah, blah. But it lasted so long. And I'd like to say for the record that I was right about how this miracle came about, but I was right on it on Eric's podcast where I said that I thought that Captain Jack and Captain John, which was James Marsters in the original Torchwood second season, they had a lover spat, and this is the result of the relationship between them two, and it's payback or something like that. So I got the guy wrong, but I got the sentiment right. Fucking lover spat.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's this earth-shattering, completely, destructive thing that will fundamentally change humanity, and it turns out to be two guys fighting.
Right.
That's obvious. I mean, all big things come from little things.
That's true. That's true. But I don't know. I see, the bigness of it. I appreciate the kind of setup to it. But after being set up for so many more episodes, it's like, oh, God, more setup. If this had been like the second episode in the series, mm-hmm. I think I would have liked it a little bit more because I hadn't, had to go through all of the other episodes.
Well, my whole thing is FICOR, this evil corporation that we've been trying to, we've been taught, hey, these guys are the worst people in the universe. Look, they've done everything to prepare for this miracle. They knew about it ahead of time. They obviously are part of it and find that, no, actually, they aren't. They're not the big ones. They're the remora of people, just sucking off the events of the thing and trying to make their buck off of that. And it's like,
So we saw the partnership.
How many episodes have we been doing that? That's six episodes, isn't it? Yeah, it's five or six episodes. We've been hating this company, and it turns out that they're not the people we should be hating. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's the people that we should hate, or I don't know what it is, but I don't know. It's just that I was already tired from all of the other long-winded things that have happened over the series so far, and it just didn't sink in. It didn't work for me, I can see how it's good because.
I think that a lot of people going, well, there's, actually there's no commitment to a second season. And this is like in the third episode, right? And everybody's like, oh, wow, well, no, they should do that because it's really cool. And now it's three more episodes and we're like, well, maybe it should just die. Maybe it should just not do anymore and we'll be fine.
I mean, I want to see what the end is, but.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I think the end of the series.
But I think they should have made it like. Condense like Children of Earth because it's taken too long and there's too many.
I think they got the money that they could spend. It's kind of like whoever, Russell T came in and said, hey, guess what? I got this miniseries. It's going to take about 7 episodes or 4 episodes or 8 episodes. And I can really do it. And they said, hey, great. Hey, what if we gave you enough money to do 13? Okay, great. I'll take it. Because what are you going to do as a person?
It's true.
We want less money. We want to give you less episodes. And we want less input and less stuff in there. No, you're going to take what you get and do what they want you to do. Well, unfortunately, you sometimes you can't stretch that story far enough. And I think that's problem that which we've had in a lot of media where you have a little bit of story and you end up stretching it out over comic books for 20 years or books for 3,000 pages or 13 episodes of a TV show that should be 5. I think ultimately it's going to be interesting. It's not going to be like, if you watch episodes 1, 3, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, and that's a really good story. And the rest of it isn't a good story. It's not part of a good story. It's part of the just stuff.
Yeah, and they lost some of the adrenaline, so it's just...
I think the other thing that I didn't like about the show so far, again, he's piling them up again, was the doctor dying. Sanchez.
Juarez. Juarez, yeah.
Yeah,
no one likes it.
I'm terrible on characters normally, and this time I'm really terrible on characters. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but she was okay. But she get, oh yeah, I want to join the team, and then
I knew when she changed her attitude, it was just like all of a sudden she was gung ho. She left her job. She did all this. I was like, she's about to die because something's not right.
Yeah,
and then lo and behold,
I missed that. Oh yes, let's get the band together. And oh wait, no, she's dead. She's really not dead. She's actually like a little particleized.
Jane Espenson said on her tweet, "If you get burned, you're just dead. Period." She said, "There's no coming back from it."
I know that, but they're like, she's not dead yet. So she's probably suffering even as we speak.
I hope she's burned to a fine dust, because that's
She's a fine woman, and she I'm sure she's a good actress in something, and I don't know if some of the people in the show are bad actors. Some of the people in the show are good actors, and it's hard to say, are they writing down to them and people are able to elevate some of it, but some people just can't bring that dreck up.
People think that main person with the non-acting is Jack or Captain Jack. What's his name?
Captain Jack Harkness.
His real name, whatever. They think it's him that can't act, and then everybody else. Oh God, what are you talking about?
John Barrymore.
Yeah, Jeremy. They think it's him with the non-acting, and so. I don't know.
I think his character and Gwen's character are written too. Like the piece is written around how they can react. It's written because they know that. But he does. He hasn't worked with what's his name, Michael Pfeiffer. Mm-hmm. Hasn't worked with him. Doesn't know his abilities.
Well, knows what he can do. Being an actor, that's be necessary. So.
Exactly. But I think Russell is a kind of a writer who writes to strengths, and he is not that. He's talented. Well, I don't want to say, oh, he's not talented. He's obviously not talented. No, he's obviously talented. Hell, he's got the show. He's had the show on for four years, in two different production facilities in two different locations. He's done dozens and dozens of shows. Not my place to say he's not good, but I'm going to say he's in this realm. He seems to me to be more of a I can write to his strengths, which he can then act, which would then be good for him, as opposed to let's write something that's challenging for the person, challenging for the audience, and have them, attached to it.
Yeah, well,
I'm not saying the man's a hack, but you know, but
oh wow.
Okay,
I'm not saying he's a hack either.
I'm not saying anything.
I think the only thing that was really good about this episode is we didn't have the newscasters, which thank God, because I got burnt out on the newscasters. And I don't really ever have a problem with the newscasters. I think it's fine, but it was just like every episode newscaster on next week's blah, blah. And what happened so far? And I was just like, wow. And then the one week we didn't have the newscaster, it was Mekhi Phifer playing the role of the newscaster, but looking into his own little camera. And I was just like, wow, can we dispense with that thing that you do? I don't know what it is, but just stop it. I was tired of it. And
yeah,
it's almost like
go ahead.
Well, it's just that he wore me out a little bit. I'm not really excited to watch the show. I'm gonna still watch it, and there's still excitement there because I really want to know how they're gonna wrap it up. And you know, I mean, I sound a little, yeah, I guess, like I absolutely hate this show. I really don't. It's just, I just think things should have gone a little bit differently, and the show should have been a little tighter, but I don't know.
I think ultimately turns out that I'm disappointed. You know, it's like, oh really? Oh, you had an opportunity and you blew it. Well, that's so sad. You know, it's not like, well, damn it, you should have, you know, oh, you person for not getting it right. No, it's not that. It's just, it's like you blew it, and like, oh, that's really not the thing you wanted to do there.
No, it's not.
I don't know. It's,
well, I mean, we didn't talk about the implications of, okay, so the miracle is his boyfriend who couldn't let it go. What does this even mean? What do you see coming? But you sound like you were excited about this. You sound like this was the ultimate episode.
Oh no, it was. Oh no, it was. It was a very. It was. This episode. Well, compared to the last episode, this is Shakespeare, and that is, you know, the Three Stooges. But it also has that middle episode thing where it's like, oh, we're putting chess pieces up. Look, watch us put chess pieces up. You know, and then the next episode could be, oh, oops, we knocked the board over and the chess pieces are all gone. But wasn't that really cool when we were setting up the chess pieces before? That was so cool. No, it's
killing me. Because I don't know. It could happen because, well, next episode is written by Jane again. So maybe it'll have like some linear fashion. But then the problem with
I think it's the 10th episode? I have no idea how many episodes are
into it. It's going to be 10 episodes total.
No, I thought for sure I saw like 12.
No, I'm looking at Wikipedia right now.
Okay.
So it's 10 episodes.
So the
and we have three more to go.
Oh, okay, right. Then it makes sense that it would, you know, dive into the story now. Yeah, I think these last three episodes are going to be very relatively intense and relatively Jack heavy. In mythology, which I think is pretty cool. It's gonna take time to see what happens, but ultimately I think it could be very cool. It could be just story intense, but I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that, you know, my ultimate fear was that he was gonna kill Gwen. You know, yeah, and they still might do that because he's, you know, a vicious little bastard. But I think, yeah, I don't like to speculate on shows that are coming at me because, you know, it's like, you know, I'll figure out something that I think is better, and then it won't be that, and I'll hate it.
Oh yeah.
It's not like that. I learned that when I was like 12. Stop doing that.
Yeah, that's why I don't like spoilers, because they're always like let me down and ugh. But anyway, yeah. Well, but, I mean, I think the three men that were making the, I guess, pact or whatever.
Right.
I think, of course, they took some of Jack's blood and they did something with it. And Angelo may be in cahoots with the. Well, he may not be because he didn't know about the three guys, but maybe he does know about the three guys. And is Angelo going to look the same? Is he going to be older? Is he going to be in a jar or some weird creature at this point? I mean, I don't know what he's going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be disturbing, just like the stabbing scene of Jack, which I thought was horrific.
Okay. Yes, I think it was. That whole sequence was very vicious, very nasty, and very good, very well done, I think. But except for the fact, as an Italian American, only the Italian Americans were beating up on him. So it's like, wait a minute.
Well, they were in that neighborhood. So, I mean, would it be sense that somebody from Brooklyn will come over to Little Italy and start setting? I mean, no. So I kind of got that.
But... Yeah. But anyways.
And then they're Catholic. So, I mean, it's weird for them to see a guy do that. And then they were thinking.
Weird for anyone to see a guy do that, I think.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, it's just like.
Beating him with chains.
They're religious. Yeah, they had him in chains. And then after, you know, the boyfriend had enough of it, Angelo, he decides to, I'm going to help him escape now because I had enough of seeing him get stabbed, which I thought, what?
Yeah, I didn't necessarily buy that as an excuse. You know, I think part of that might have been we need to get him away from us because we have enough to work with. You know, it's like, get him out of here. We'll call him later. I don't know if that was the real thing or not, but it didn't sit well. And again, the whole episode had been so well plotted and well executed that such a glitch, it's like, well, that seems like a problem there.
I don't know.
It isn't like Moffat shows. It's you know, there are actual story glitches. It's not like Moffat. Watch everything. Everything makes sense.
Yeah.
But a couple of things. The one thing I wanted to say about the episode was Angelo looked a hell of a lot like Jack. I mean, okay, he's shorter. He's shorter. He's almost half a head shorter. But he was literally, you look at him, he's got that beard. You take the beard off, it's Jack's. It could have been Jack's cousin or brother or something. I don't know.
It didn't feel that way to me.
Oh, my God.
I think Angela was just horrifically unattractive to me, and I didn't like his character at all. So I just didn't respond to him well.
That shows you. I mean, you try, you know, you think you found something, you know, Cattle probably like this. No, it turns out she doesn't. So I obviously don't have your bead on your wants and desires, shall we say.
Yeah, no, it seemed like I should have. And, like, mm-hmm. I want to like this way more than I did. Because the problem is that I see everything there. And
Jack's
it seems
butt. Like Jack's butt.
Jack's what?
His butt.
I didn't care.
Tell me you saw it. You saw it. It's butt.
I was just like, I'm over this. I was just over it.
Oh, God.
I was so over it. And then, you know, when I knew that, you know, you and I were going to talk today, I was thinking, I'm going to watch that again so I can really get in the mood and I get it. And I was like, you know what? I just can't. I don't want to sit through it again because all I really cared about was the last 5 minutes. And then the thing with Gwen and Jack in the car and then the doctor mentioned and that whole thing. And then after that, it was just like a tedious exercise for me. And I could have been tired or not in a good mood, but... Mm. I mean, I saw the goodness and the depth that went into it right there in front of my face. But I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's, you know, so, certainly something.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's like Battlestar Galactica. I could say it depressed me and blah, 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 but still acknowledge that it was really good.
Right, exactly.
Same with Captain America.
Hello. or you know, it's also the same of Children of Earth. It's like, that was a really intense, very good, very taught story. I do not wish to see it again because it was disturbing and it was not good. And it's like, you know, the ending was like, yeah, we're letting you, you know, you get to go away again. But, you nearly effed us up the last time. And look, you're going to do it again. So,
yeah, I remember after seeing that, and then they announced that they were doing another Torchwood thing. I was like, I'm not watching it. I refuse to watch. But they waited so long, and people got so excited about it that I was just like, okay, I'll give it another shot. And to tell you the truth, when it first aired, I was super excited. I was so, so excited about this. I couldn't understand why anybody had a critical thought about it or, you know, just I loved it. Mm-hmm. And then each week it got less and less
and less.
And now they're trying to pull out all the stops with the last week. And I was just like, you know what? Look, too little, too late.
It's
That could be just
unfortunate.
me. It's just me.
I don't think that many people watched it originally. You know, saw the mission.
1.5 million viewers on the premiere. It has gone down, actually went way down to a 0.98 million the second week, and it actually went back up this latest week to 1.02 million. So the audience is fluctuating. It goes up one week, down, up, down, and then this was up, and then it went way down to 0.88 million, and we still don't have the numbers for last week's. So they're dropping off.
It should be 500,000. But I mean, I don't think the original series from England were that well seen.
Well, no, it's quite the opposite. In the
Oh,
UK,
really?
it premiered with 6.59 million viewers, and
Oh.
it's only in the fifth episode went down to 5.17 million viewers. So way more people in the UK watched it in the US. And
Yeah.
then the people in the UK are saying that, well, we don't really like it because it's too American.
American.
And it's like, well, I don't know. If you think this is American, then
The problem
this
with
is
it
kind
is people in
of
America are saying, this is too British. What's this stuff?
bad. No, I don't think it's too British.
And
I
I
just
must
think
say
it's
that
kind of bland.
I can say one thing. Esther? Come on, Esther? Really?
Drummond.
Drummond.
Esther Drummond is her name. It's like she has a name from the 80s.
80s, 1880s. Are you kidding
Right?
me?
I don't know what that. And her character, I just keep wanting her to die. And it's like, we're gonna let the annoying characters live and the
Oh,
most interesting ones die or get a pole through their whatever and blah blah blah. But like I said, I don't know. If somebody else have another way that I could see this or another way I can, look at it, I'm not looking at it correctly or whatever. I'd love to hear that feedback because right now it's just I was super pumped up. Number one fangirl at the beginning, and just each week, I don't know, I just stopped caring.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, let it run out,
Yeah, I
But
will.
fortunately, Doctor Who's on this weekend. Yay!
What are you talking about? What?
Doctor Who? Perhaps you heard of it? Small TV show from England?
Hush it. I
Been
mean,
around for 49 years,
yes,
perhaps?
okay, hush it. What I'm saying is, what are you talking about? There's not a new episode. Yeah, what are you talking about? It was
Okay.
there a new episode?
That's funny. That's really funny how you do that. That's really good.
Let's kill.
Yes, there's a new episode. Let's Kill Hitler is on Saturday.
Oh, I thought you meant it was on this past Saturday. I was
No,
like,
no,
I
no.
did not
This
miss it.
Saturday
I
coming
miss
up.
Hitler. Are you killing me? Okay, I thought you were saying that I missed it.
No.
It's quite possible that I missed it because I sliced my hand open, so I all
I
the
know.
days are running together, and I thought maybe I missed it.
Loss of it's a loss of blood, obviously.
I don't know, whatever. But okay, yeah, now we're on the same
Yes.
page. Yes, this weekend, woo!
Yes.
We're killing Hitler, woo!
Yes. Woo. It's Hitler. Yeah. Woo.
I'm
But
looking
I
forward to it, but
mean,
series 6 of Doctor Who, like series 5 when Matt Smith first made his appearance, I don't know, I was on the fence with that. I didn't really feel him, but this latest series, love him. Love Amy.
yes.
Love
Yes.
everything
Love
about
Rory. Love
6.
Rory. Oh.
Rory, the Roman, yeah. The Centurion rather, and River
River
Song. I
Song.
wanted to say River Tam, but I was like,
River Tam, not River Tam.
that's not the
River
right.
Song. Remember, the only water in the forest is a river, which I think is great. It's amazing.
Yes, we know.
Oh, just all that stuff, and the fact that there's so many, like, oh yes, he solved all the, no, actually didn't, one, not one, he didn't solve one thing. Nothing at all has been solved.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. All the stories, all the questions.
Of what?
Doctor Who,
Yeah, we saw
what's
one
the
of them.
silence? Who the
We know that
flesh?
River Song is Rory and Amy's kid.
Yes, and what does that solve?
Well, we know who she is now. But we
And
already.
We know her intention? No, we know her
intention, but we finally figured that out. And if you figured out if River Song is Amy and Rory's kid, you know that she's also part Time Lord. It's also a good chance she was in the astronaut's costume that killed the doctor.
I knew that from the first time the thing walked out of the water. That's no problem. I mean, that's obvious.
Well, some people didn't know. Some people didn't know, and there was still some, you know, question and speculation. But,
But there's, I mean, there are 13 episodes. There are 7 episodes left. Six episodes. I think it's 6 episodes. I think it's 6. It's 13. With 13 episodes altogether, I think there were 7 in the first, and there's 6 in the last. I mean, and Jesus, it's getting worse than the Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just 2 episodes. See, we'll have a season here in this part of the year, and we'll have the second part of the season the next year.
What? I'm glad they break it up because it gets tedious. Like some of the TV shows that stay on, like Chuck, for 22 episodes straight, I get tired of watching them.
No, I think you're right. Actually, I think you're absolutely right, and I believe that the Sci-Fi Channel has basically said, we won't make a series that will be over five years in length, ever, because it's too expensive. And at year 6, a lot of the contracts flip over, and you get bonuses and things come in, and it's like, we can't do that.
That's fine, but I just think it was a mistake for them to cancel Eureka. But, you know, it's been on for 5 years. You know, a lot of shows don't get that 5 years for Eureka, and like Eureka did, rather. And what else can they do in the show? They really never brought back Nathan Stark, which was really a highlight of...
Well, they do have 1 episode left to bring back Nathan. If they don't do it next season... which they've already finished filming. They do have 1 episode after.
It was
that.
A Christmas, yeah. Well, you know.
No, not the Christmas one. There's another episode. Oh. So we don't know if it's going to be a movie. We don't know what it's going to be. But it's supposed to put the bow on, tie it up. And.
Well, yeah, whatever. That's fine. But.
I do not like those guys. Have you watched Alphas?
I saw the first episode, not just, you know,
no.
After.
Okay. Warehouse 13?
Yeah, of course I watched that. It has Artie Nielsen. I love that guy. The guy who plays Artie Nielsen.
I like Artie. I like the girl, the little cyber hacker girl. Like her.
She's cool.
She's cool.
The whole show, but it's going to get, what is it, year 2, year 3? It's going to get canceled soon, so.
4. Yeah. I think next season, we're going to get a 4th season.
Yeah.
Beyond that.
Well, I kind of knew that they were going to cancel Eureka because they were not promoting it like they used to do, because they used to promote the hell out of Eureka. They used to do all these cute little things. The cast had new pictures all the time. They haven't taken a new cast picture in forever. They haven't done. So I pay attention to these things. It's my favorite
show.
That would be.
I was just watching again this week's episode. It's just Monday, you know, with the weird atmosphere.
The methane for Titan
stuff.
And
methane was like very cool. I mean, I like Felicia Day in it. She's really good.
Yeah, they should have brought
her. She ends up being a very yes. And they brought her in. They literally said, hey, would you like to come in and do the show? We've written a character for you. It's like, you have? Yes. Okay, yes, I'll do it.
Totally counterpart to Fargo. Absolutely great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's working out really well. Really well. And what do you think of Will Wheaton? Is
love
Parrish.
Him. He is so cranky and mean. Love it. Because he also plays it. He also is on a Big Bang Theory. Plays the same cranky mean mofo. And he's all.
It's cranky mean Will Wheaton, not cranky mean.
And he's also a character on Leverage, and he's kind of cranky mean hacker.
The
on
cranky
that
mean.
Too.
Hacker, yeah.
So I think
you see a trend coming up for him.
Well, I think it's kind of fun because, you know, he's taken so much crap about Wesley Crusher. And Wesley was a good kid. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand what all the hate is.
I like Wesley.
I mean, he had that little thing where he's like, oh my God, I wish you stopped talking. But, you know, sometimes, but that's just, you know, because his character was written as a wide-eyed, bushy-tailed guy. And it's sometimes, you know, that rubs people the wrong way. But... I like his second coming, as it were.
Don't think he'd like it called a second coming, but No, I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. Yeah, I like his stuff. I've read some of his writing, very good. His blog, of course, is great to read every every couple. So, but yeah, it's I like him. I like Felicia. I just think is a genius. She really is, and you know she's a good actress, and she's a good writer, and she's a good producer, and you know doing the Guild and everything.
Do you run she her just, fan she club?
Ms. No,
Prazo Ramit.
No, but I am open. I'm not really doing much. I could probably do that. No, seriously, she does a good thing. I was listening to another podcast, a Nerdist podcast, a while ago, and just kind of like listing out her day, running things down. It's like, whoa, that's amazing. And it's I like watching. I love watching an episode, a show. You know, with her on it. You know, not just a Guild, but, you know, an actual show.
You know, ooh. Which is. Burn. She considers the Guild an actual show.
I know it's an actual show.
It is an actual show. Shut up. Still. It is actual. Don't be like that.
A broadcast show. Okay. Not a webcast show.
Be specific.
Showing one compared to the other. See what I'm doing here. I got one on the left and one on the right.
Yeah.
But. Anyway, like I say, I really like her. I like that stuff. I'm managing to miss Alphys as well. So.
I saw the first. Did you see the first episode?
I saw the first like four or three or four.
You went four?
And I liked it. You went four. No, I liked it. I did like it, but I don't usually watch shows in real time on Mondays because, you know, I'm doing stuff. So I'll come back to it. So it's like I come back. I watch Eureka, then I've been watching Warehouse 13, and then I go, oh jeez, it's 12:30. I gotta go to bed. Okay, I'll watch it later. And I've done that for the last like 5-6 episodes or something. But nobody said, yeah, you gotta watch Alphys because it's really cool. Everybody's
some people are like that. Okay. Some people really like the show. And I've seen Heroes already, so I kind of.
It's not Heroes. It is so not Heroes.
The first episode was really Heroes to me. And if you don't go past if you don't go past the first episode and you've seen Heroes and you got burned by Heroes, but seeing you don't want to see people with superpowers anymore.
Okay, well, I'm like a superpower guy. You know, I know superpowers. I
I think I am
watching,
jaded.
You know, yeah, a little bit. But like Heroes, that first Heroes episode was completely ready. I'm going to blow it away. And then like the last 20 minutes or 20, like 10 minutes of the episode completely blew me away. I'm like, okay, I'm coming back for the next one. Of Heroes, long time ago.
Yeah, of course, Heroes.
And then the first season, oh, great, the first season, great. Second season, what? And the third season, no. The fourth season, forget it. But, it's like the third episode of the second season I didn't watch since then. I haven't watched since then.
I stuck through it and it's all.
I think he got out of the. No, what? Yeah.
It is his fault. He's like, Kat, this is good. This is good. And then they went to the carnival.
Well, it was. Okay. Well, yeah. No. That's not. I was checked out long before that.
Yeah. So you can't. But I know how this is like. This is like. Alphys to me is like third season's Heroes. And I just don't want to watch it. You didn't watch it. So you don't know. You can't say. How about that?
Well, it isn't. I like where the powers come from, where people's abilities come from, is literally where people's abilities come from. You know, I have friends who are Asperger people. You know, they're very high, they understand you, but they can't relate to you exactly right. And I could definitely see that if there was a way that could be positive, that could definitely, these people had that power. You know,
whatever.
I know
that does
this
not
people,
sound entertaining to watch.
People who can run fast, who can do these things, that actually exist. But it's pushing around, vans or punching out doors or something or flipping your coin into a coin machine from 6 feet away. That doesn't necessarily exist. Okay, I guess then. All right.
Yeah, paint. Wow, it's so great to watch.
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. So basically, what you're saying is no, you don't want to watch that episode.
No, I'm not. I'm just not going to watch it. Well, it's just I don't want to get attached to it. I have other things to do now. I'm a little bit. School is getting ready to start, so I got so many excuses to not watch TV. And I'm just going to let it ride. I'm just going to let it ride. I'm not going to watch the show and be miserable. And you know, everybody's happy. It's like, hey, if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it. That is my mantra for this year. Not liking it. Not watching it. Except for Torchwood, which, you know, it sounds like I really hate it or something, but I kind of like it. But I still have the complaints about it. But it's like there's something still there because I love the fear that they put in you to you with the what if and the how we're going to respond to and things running out. And mainly it's the what if. And I have a really great imagination. So I'm thinking way, you know, more dire and dark than, you know, probably where they're gonna go. But
yeah,
that's what I like
think about it. Yeah, ultimately I'm watching this going, what could happen, what could happen, and I'm thinking what will happen is at some point a switch is thrown and everybody becomes mortal again,
and then whoever's gonna
and like die, and then and then Gwen's father dies. You know, that's how it happens.
Mekhi Phifer is going to die.
I don't know if he's going to die. I don't know. But, you know, it could happen.
Well, if he doesn't get to a hospital ASAP once the switch is flipped on the miracle, then, yeah, he's going to. I think See, because Torchwood is dark, Rex
yeah,
is going to die.
Yeah. Rex is going to die. Yeah, you're probably right.
But, you know, we haven't seen in a couple of episodes is the pedophile murderer.
See, that's the thing. Things fall off the edge of the earth for no reason.
Oh, they're going to bring him back. They just hadn't got around to it. They needed to tell stories.
Well, they had Ernie Hudson in the last episode.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't hate that.
And that, but what? Bring him in for a stunt part.
The cold open is what they brought him in, and then they just kind of stunt.
Yeah, and that's it. And that was it. He was just a guy who came in and he did stuff, and he was, you know, he's Ernie Hudson, and everybody knows his. You know,
he sang like a freaking canary for.
Exactly. Yeah, and
he just,
you know.
he was the part of the newscaster telling the story.
Right. Exactly.
And giving us information without us.
Mr. Expositor.
I don't like the way they do that. I don't like that. I want them to tell.
There's more of that in the. See, that's the thing. There's a lot of that in those stories. That's the doctor turning to somebody and going, well, the Vashnarada are the blah, 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 you know, or whatever that thing is, you know, it's the, you know, the MacGuffin is this for this reason.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's all it is, you know, and telling it other ways is that's interesting storytelling, but a lot of times it's just info dump. Pump.
Yes, that's pump. Exactly what it is. Yeah. Big.
I happen to like info dumps. I'm
I don't like it. Person. Not when it's just this whole thing has been info dump. Everything is an info dump, and I don't like it. It's like, you know, get off your crutches and tell a story. Do not info dump me.
Yeah, exactly. No, that this period, this thing, definitely, it's been very. I'm looking at it going, come on with the info dumps. But normally, I actually enjoy info dumps. But if you watch like even something like Stargate, that whole show was
comedy.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun, and it wasn't there to make you feel compelled. Right, it was part of the formula, and it was part of Samantha Carter. It was always done in a humorous way. Right. I mean, it wasn't everybody's cup of tea. You know, Stargate is not everybody's favorite, but it wasn't. The heavy hand of newscaster, heavy hand of Ernie Hudson, info dumping on you like you're on a toilet and you're just receiving. No, let's have a little bit more finesse, please. I don't know.
Yeah. So what else you watching? What else are you doing?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me what else you're watching?
You
mentioned some things, some anime things that I'm definitely not
watching. I've been watching anime, yeah. I detest Bleach. Oh God, I hate Bleach.
I don't understand what that means.
Bleach
like
is
the stuff that you wash clothes? Bleach. I don't understand.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, it's basically I wish the whole thing was mind bleach and just wash it out of my head. But Bleach is the kind of a show. An anime show where you have fighting, And you have these really cool guys who are tough, and they fight. And they fight, and oh, they're really tough, and they really fight. But they don't fight. They just kind of stand there and say, the reason you can't beat me is because this. Or, I have a secret reason you can't beat me. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And then for the next three episodes, they kind of go, oh, yeah, we're going to beat him. Oh, we should really beat the guy. Oh, yeah, but not really, but oh. And then
and you watch episode, this.
No, I do not watch this. A lot of Dragon Ball is that. A lot of Bleach is that. And it's boring as hell. And it's stupid, and I do not like it. But there are two shows on the Adult Swim on Sunday nights, or Saturday night, Sunday morning, which are very good, and I think deserve a watch from a science fiction-y kind of a thing.
Do they have spaceships?
No, neither.
Do they have aliens?
Neither.
Do they have at least?
Yeah, well, yeah. One has demons, so I guess kind of they have aliens.
How about cool gadgets and gear and guns?
No.
Do they have explosions?
They have explosions. They have motorcycles.
What the hell? And how are you calling this?
There's
sci-fi
a motorcycle.
Again? How are you calling it? Oh, it has a motorcycle in its
side. A horse, a headless horse.
Wow, you're really not selling this.
All right. They're
the not a science fiction. If you had not said science
fiction. It's not science fiction. It's not it's science fiction-y. And I will explain why it's science fiction.
The E.
One is called Durarara.
Seriously, are you pronouncing that correctly?
D-U-R-A-R-A-R-A. Durarara.
Durarara.
The Durarara. Yes. It's the first thing in my head. It's like, yes. It's like, Durarara. The Durarara. Okay, no. Okay.
Why would they call it that? That's horrible.
You know what? Have no idea. The other guys, one is...
Wait, you watch this and you don't know. They haven't...
Why it's called that. I don't know why it's called that. Okay.
Good Lord.
Basically, they come from Japan, obviously. And it's what's called a light novel. And a light novel is kind of like a book that you write... But you write it... It's an episodic book. So this month, you come out with like a 300... Like a 200-page book that's illustrated usually by a comics or manga or anime artist, and they're light novels. They're not really intense. They're not driven, but they're light. That's the concept of them. And this is written by, Narita Ryohogo.
Wow.
Ryohogo.
Okay. I'll just put that Narita in the show notes, folks. If you can,
thank you. I'll send you the data. This is a story of a bunch of people living in Ikebukuro, Tokyo. It's a section of Tokyo. And it's a bunch of intercut related, not so related and very related stories that kind of fit together. And then now we're about 10 episodes in, roughly, and now big things are just dropping, and they're like linking three or four stories together. It's like, oh, and it's like, you're not ready for it, but it kind of hits you like, oh my God, that's really, now it's intense, now it's cool, it's more.
So you had to wait 10 episodes for it.
No, it's not Torchwood waiting, but it's kind of that idea of setting up the chess pieces. But the chess pieces are very interesting and very good. There are a bunch of characters. There's like a guy who's like a bouncer, but he's like dressed like a bartender. Right?
Yeah, Will, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
You're freaking me out.
There's a woman rides a motorcycle, right?
Plenty of women ride motorcycles. Like, why is that supposed to interest me? I'm straight, remember?
Her name is Selty Surlistan, and she's a Doron, which is basically a horse, a headless horse person, horse rider from Ireland. And she's been there in Ikebukuro for 20 years looking for her head.
Wow.
It's cool. She wears a helmet that has cat ears on it.
Huh.
I swear to God, there's a data manipulator who's manipulating people, which is very cool. He's trying to figure everything out about everybody around him so he can manipulate everybody. But things keep changing, which excites him because he doesn't want to see things coming. There's a guy who lives with Salty who's a 24-year-old surgeon. Because he was studying surgery at his father's side when he was six, and now he's a full surgeon, but he doesn't like have a medical license.
Ah.
And people come to him and help him out. There are a bunch of kids who are in school. There's a girl who keeps searching for her friend who's lost, and then you find out that Salty's head is on this body, and you go, oh. Where did they get the body? So it's like,
where's the other body's head? Wow.
Well, yeah. Well, no, but Salty has no head. Did I mention?
I know, that? But you said that her head was on somebody else's body, but somebody right. else's body doesn't have a head. Where's the person to the? Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, see, there's more. There's more to it. This intricate.
I don't know.
It's very cool. The things I like about the approach. There's also the Russian who runs a sushi joint. That's cool. He's good. Is a black Russian. It's a big black guy Russian.
Oh God, that's really
it's really weird. It's very strange. They have people who are, they've had a Spanish woman. They've had a Russian, two Russians, who speak Japanese but they speak it badly, which is odd. They had just a girl, blonde hair, walking around in Ikehabara. Just asking people questions in broken Japanese. It's in English, but it's in broken Japanese. It's weird.
Why are you watching it?
Because
I'm not sure you're selling it right. Because I'm not. That's just sounds like a whole bunch of disjointed
stuff.
It's on
Crunchyroll. It's on Crunchyroll.com. And go on Crunchyroll and Crunchyroll. Look up and watch like two, three episodes. And if it doesn't catch you, if it doesn't hook you,
I'm not an anime person because I tried to watch Clone Wars and I really liked it,
okay.
But it's just
Clone Wars is not anime. It's anime.
It's anime. Okay, if it's cartoon like, I just have issues with it.
If pen hits paper, you just don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
You haven't watched any. You won't. Ghost in the Shell. You haven't watched that.
I watched that. I watched them a long time ago.
Okay.
5 years ago when I was 20 and
okay, all right, I'm sorry. No, I didn't laugh at that. I was laughing at the reference to the wacky robot things. Yes, that's what it was. It was the robot.
It's running.
The Tachikoma, they really, really make me laugh. Yeah, but
I don't know. It's run its course with me.
I like about Dororan is it takes place it takes place in modern Japan. So, like I say, there are people in the show from different countries speaking bad, quote-unquote, Japanese, because it's English, but it's Japanese, in the show. So it's like, oh, so they actually have these people in the show speaking bad Japanese because... It's that, and that's their commentary on how foreigners come to Japan and try and exist. It's an interesting twist on it, which you don't see. You have Gundam and Ghost in the Shell and all these big things, and even the things you can pull out from Ghost in the Shell, which were kind of commentary on what was going on in Japan at the time, are interesting. But this is actually happening now. So watching it go through. The one guy, the big bouncer guy in the bartender outfits, his brother is a movie star, and so watching that how does that work? How do you relate to somebody in your family who's rich, who's a movie star, and that's part of this, and you can watch part of that, come out and just play. I'm loving the emotional aspects of it. They're really, really good because, the one guy's really the surgeon guy is really bright and happy, but he's obviously has something dark behind him, and it's just touching him, but not you know, he's trying to not let it envelop him. There's a lot of fascinating parts of the show.
Okay. Okay.
And if you watch a couple, now, you know, graphically it's very good. Graphically, you know, drawn very well. Because they have ABC shows and like, you know, the C shows and I guess it's the A shows and da da da. But this is more or less even. It's more or less it takes choices. Like people who aren't in the story, not in the narrative, are kind of gray in the background as they walk across the street. So they're kind of gray, but they're not in the narrative. So there's other parts of it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's taken as a whole, it's really interesting. And then, you know, you're going to hear the whole of the story. I think it's 4 or 5 episodes in. And that's a really cool story, too. But anyways, like I say, it's really, really cool. And it's relatively early in its run. So watch that. Pick it up. It's a really good show.
Okay. All right. Well.
And then the other show.
Okay. We have more shows.
Really good. One other show.
Wait, you say it's on Adult Swim on the website? Is it on the
No, it's on Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll is a
but
website.
But where does Adult Swim come in? I don't understand.
Adult Swim is on, it's on television.
I understand that. But if it's on Adult Swim, wouldn't, like, information be on the Adult Swim website? I just found it. Okay, thank you.
I was going to say, probably not.
See, I don't like this style. Really, I don't like this style of drawing. I really hate the way that looks.
Really?
I really just like that look.
Uh-huh. You hate Japan, then? Okay.
Right. I don't hate Japan.
No, obviously you hate Japan.
I don't like the way that looks, but
No. And that, Jesus, do not Christ. Think that is racial in any way. Because
what?
No, I'm joking. So the other show is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh my God! Somebody just told me about that today. I think Red Caper wanted to know if I can make a jacket or something from the.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Yeah, the red jacket with the. Yeah. Actually, that is very cool. okay. Basically, the show concerns the Elric brothers, and this is the second time they've told the story.
What, I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, the Japanese, they like their stories. They really like their stories. And sometimes they like them so much, they mess with them.
Oh, this is, like the thing about Star Trek. Is it a remake? Is that what we're saying?
Yes. But this is... Okay, so they did the original Full Metal Alchemist. It was a manga. Let's see here. By...
So you know what? I'm going to need for you to take some Japanese lessons.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you're butchering the language, sir.
Arakawa. I swear to God. I Did you understand that? Does everybody in the room?
Hell no. It sounded like you was dying. I'm like, dude.
Hiromu. Arakawa.
Yeah, make it stop. Okay, all right, let's go.
So he was a manga artist, and he wrote this series of manga, which got really popular in Japan. And he did a whole story, a really intense, very, very big, beautiful story. And about, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, they did 51 episodes of the story. But the problem was they messed with the story. They pulled parts out and they changed parts. And, we didn't like this part, so we did that to that part. And, we wiped that. And, that entire plot line, no, we wiped that out. And, and the point of the story, no, there's no point to the story anymore. And I was like, oh, jeez. And people actually were like, it's okay, but, can't you actually do the story right? Seriously. And guess what? They did. They did the story as a more authentic adaptation of the actual story, of the plot. And the Brotherhood is basically the retelling of the story. So it's kind of a reboot. It's kind of a, you know, do it again or something. But I always remember Macross, the Macross part of of the videos long ago, where they actually did the story once for the video, and then they redid this, they retold the story, entirely different story, in the movie, but it was basically the same story.
So what is this about? Is it about magic, or what is it?
Yes, it's about magic. It's about these two brothers, the Elric brothers, whose mother dies, and they decide to bring her back using alchemy.
Wow.
And the thing about alchemy is when you try to bring someone back,
never goes well.
Key part of it never works out because it's equivalent exchange. Because you have to swap a human life for a human life. Same deal. Yeah. That's how it works. Equivalent exchange. And what happens is Alphonse is taken entirely. His body is taken away. And the little kid puts a spell on a suit of armor. And now his spirit inhabits the armor. And he lost his leg and his arm. And then they grow up to become alchemists. And the child, he's about 14. He's very young. And he goes in, he becomes an alchemist for the military. Right? And this starts on the outside of the military. And basically, over the course of the story, he works his way into the military trying to figure out... Basically, they want to find out how to get their bodies back. Right? How can they do that? And they're looking for the Philosopher's Stone. Right?
The deal is... They found that in Harry Potter.
Well, another Philosopher's Stone. Because this Philosopher's Stone is not a Philosopher's Stone. It's many Philosopher's Stones. And it's not a stone, it's a liquid. And these Philosopher's Stones, spoiler alert, are made from people.
Soylent Green!
No, little red things. They're nice little red things, but they're people. And the thing is, you can use human souls power these things, and you can do
Horcruxes or something, I don't know.
Yeah, literally. And then as you're into the story, you find out that the military is a front for some very nasty people. And there's also, they're making a circle, an underground circle around their entire country. And it gets more intense from there. Now, the story actually is nearly done. I didn't realize this when I was talking about you bringing this up. But it ends at, I think it's 60...
You said there are 60 episodes?
60, I think 5. Let me double check.
What are they, 30 minutes? 15?
30-minute episodes, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap this show up, Will. I will put links to the two anime series that... Or is that what it's called? Because, you know, I'm losing track.
The anime series? Okay, yes, anime series.
Two anime series that we'll talk about. Because, you know, if I call it a cartoon, I'm going to get lashed.
It's not a cartoon.
There you go. And that's our show, guys. We love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Go to our website. Leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. Send us a message on facebook.com/scifipartyline. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time.
See ya!
Bye!
End of line.